Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The subject of drones is becoming more and more relevant because it really can impact people's right to privacy. So that's obviously drones being used both in a professional and just recreational or personal enjoyment as you fly your drone over the neighborhood, perhaps with a camera. Is it problematic for you? Do you need to be aware of the laws around it? Achmo Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. I'm doing well. Spring is in the air. And
definitely.
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. And I'm glad you agree, because I've decided on the show that spring is the 1st of August and listeners are pushing back. They're in denial, anger, denial, all sorts of things, but it's definitely spring around. So I'm so pleased that you said that, unprompted even.
No, I definitely think the season has turned. If you look around you in the garden, it's so beautiful.
Absolutely right. You definitely can stay. All right. So let's talk about drones, because it's really become very much a concern, and people are using drones recreationally. They're using it professionally. What are the limits and what do we need to be aware of?
Howard, in the first instance, we need to remind ourselves that we've got a constitutional right to privacy, and that right is guaranteed in our constitution. Now, there are two different kinds of drones, the commercial ones on the one side, and then the private drones that for recreational purposes. And I think if we consider that, you know, understanding the rules for the use of drones for private recreational use is so important. And especially if we look at private estates, they have implemented rules that prohibit the use of drones in certain areas. And respecting that right of privacy is so important of your neighbors. You know, you can compare it to the peeping Tom, or, you know, you're not going to stand and peep over the hedge to what your neighbors are doing. And the same goes with CCTV cameras, and we can compare the two very well and very closely. You know, as long as I use it for and within my private sphere, I'm all good and fine and within the bounds of the legislation. But once I breach the privacy of my neighbor, that becomes an issue. And we often see complaints arise in this regard, with drones being flown and complaints being raised as to why is this drone flying so low? You know, are they watching my daughter lying next to the pool, or what is the reason for this?
So in fact, it starts with us simply respecting our neighbors.
That is so true. If we, you know, why would you fly a drone very low? And that's that 50-meter rule, you know, below that height across your neighbor's property, other than to actually want to see exactly what's going on that property.
Mm.
And you've got you within your rights to complain about that, because that is and does constitute invasion of privacy. I just don't want there to be any confusion. You know, the use of drones are becoming more and more valuable from a security perspective, and therefore from a commercial perspective. So using drones to monitor security is an important aspect, but that is from a commercial rule that you need to consider that. And there are other rules that apply to those instances. But you can lodge a complaint in terms of lodging flying drones very low over your property for the invasion of your privacy. And we need to remember that, and we need to be careful and respect, as you said, the right of our neighbors. And also, it's not only a privacy issue. The aviation legislation comes into this as well. Now, I'm not an aviation law expert at all,
right,
but that is why private drone users need to understand the rules carefully, and when they buy the drone, actually ask these questions: where am I allowed to use it, and, you know, what about flying over my neighbor's property?
Right. So it's definitely something that people need to be aware of, and our first step is just to be sensitive to those around us and make sure that you respect your neighbors, I guess, as you would want it to be respected. Achmo Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys, talking to us about air drones and privacy.